Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of AWM Insights, where we cover all things investing. And today we're going to jump into a conversation that is at the forefront of all of the headlines, whether it's in the sports world or just in the investing world right now, is we've seen a lot of attention around something called a SPAC. And Brandon, can you bring us up to speed a little bit about what is a SPAC? Why is it so popular? And, you know, we can dive into maybe if this does make sense for our audience.
Yeah, Eric, I think this is a super interesting topic right now. We got to give credit where credit's due. We had a listener, they wanted to discuss SPACs, and I think for good reason. We're seeing them all over the news right now. If you watch any of the talking heads on CNBC or any of these other news channels, they're certainly talking about them. And there, you know, there's no question that SPACs have become the preferred method for going public in 2020. They've raised $24 billion so far this year. 60 of the 95 IPOs in the U.S. have come via these SPACs. To get into what a SPAC is, SPAC stands for Special Purpose Acquisition Company. Basically, it's a shell company that raises money in the public markets to make an acquisition of a private company. Some unique features of these SPACs are that at the time of their IPO, they actually have no business operations. So it's really just a blind company that you're putting all your faith in the management of to go out after they've raised the money to find some private company and purchase that company, bring it public. And, you know, so what you're agreeing to when you put money into this SPAC is you're giving these managers money. They're going to put it in an interest-bearing trust account. These funds can't be dispersed for anything except for completing an acquisition or returning the money back to investors. They've got 2 years to do this or it's forced to liquidate. So some pretty unique features. I think, you know, there are some benefits certainly that we can get into, but also with all those restrictions, there's also probably some unintended negative consequences as well. So, you know, they certainly require our evaluation of where they fit in your plan, as you mentioned. You know, what's the expected return? What's the risk? You know, it's not one of those things you just throw money into and kind of hope on. So that's in a nutshell, kind of at a high level, what a SPAC is.
Very helpful. One of the things that's intriguing to me is, you know, this is being traded in the public markets. And one of the things that stood out to me is usually if I go and I buy a share, right, of Apple or Microsoft or Amazon or Facebook or Netflix, I know exactly what I'm getting through the public dissemination of information. And there's not really a competitive advantage for one investor over the other. We've talked a lot about that. But you're talking about the fact that I actually don't really even know what this company is going to hold. And so it is the relying on the fund manager. Can we also, should we expect the higher expected returns that we see in the private markets through this vehicle? What are your thoughts around that?
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic question. I think one thing we do know, right, is where do most of the returns come from for private companies? They come when they're private. They don't come when they go public. You know, there is small value creation that potentially is there, but the bulk, you know, the lion's share of it usually comes when they're private. So I don't think we can expect the same type of returns that we would if we were investing in a, you know, a seed, series A, B, C rounds. But it doesn't mean it's necessarily a bad investment either. There's some fantastic managers that are raising these SPACs right now. You know, they're probably going to acquire a lot of good companies. I mean, certainly bad companies will be acquired as well. But I think the other thing to think about is, you know, does a good company always make a good investment? And that's not always the case either. You know, when we see the popularity of these types of vehicles being raised, right? This reminds me, or kind of the analogy is this private equity for the retail investor? And usually that sends alarm bells off, right? That becomes a product that can be sold. And there's a saying, right? On Wall Street, if it can be sold, it will be sold. And I think we're seeing a little element of this. So a lot of it comes down to the manager. I mean, that's why they're also becoming so famous. I mean, we've got some famous names that are raising these. Bill Ackman with Pershing Square has been involved in the sports world. Most of us know Billy Beane, the A's general manager. He's announced he's partnered with Red Bartered Capital to raise a SPAC. So we're seeing some famous names get involved here. Kind of makes me think, hey, maybe there's a little bit of a bubble here. That doesn't mean it's not going to continue working. For most of the listeners, they know we don't believe you can time these things. But I also think of as these SPACs become more and more prevalent, as the numbers start to go up as far as money raised, you know, does it turn into, for instance, the SoftBank side on the private market side? They raise $100 billion fund. You've got to go deploy this amount of capital. You know, are you as judicious when you're evaluating the companies and the valuations that you're purchasing? So a lot to be discussed here. This is only the tip of the iceberg. So certainly if people have questions, you know, I know you'll reiterate this at the end, but reach out and we can talk more specifically.
Yeah, I think that's great information, Brandon. And for our listeners, that's really what this is about. You know, we're really amoral to what investment vehicle that you put into your plan. What's most important that investors should be really asking is, does this make sense for what my goals are? Like, what do I want my money to do for me? And what are the investment vehicles I need? So whether it's real estate, whether it's, you know, public stocks, whether it's through these type of vehicles, the question isn't, you know, at a surface level of, is this a good investment? Because that really depends on your personal circumstance and your appetite for risk and your human capital and your employment. And so a lot of those things. So as Brandon offered, you know, if you guys would want to see if a SPAC makes sense specifically for you, we'd love to have that conversation. If you're looking for some research, there's an unbelievable piece put out by Harvard Law that we're going to put in the show notes. It's from Harvard Law, so expect a research report. This isn't going to be a quick 2 or 3 sentence deal, but you know, we always tell all of our clients and investors that if you're going to put your hard-earned money into some type of investment, don't take a guess with it. Let's make sure that we understand it and make sure that it's going to help you capture the returns you deserve. And so as always, we super appreciate your guys' attention. We will make sure that that is in the show notes, which you guys can access at awminsights.com. And also you can ping us if you want to set up a conversation to talk specifically about SPACs or anything else for your specific investment plan. And so as always, stay humble, stay hungry, and always be a pro.